President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to pull the broadcast licenses of news networks that fact-check him. He has railed against, quote, censorship by social media platforms, and now he has tapped someone to lead the charge at the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which regulates broadcasting and related industries.
We are in the midst of a very important debate right now about the future of this country, whether we're going to have free speech or whether we're going to have censorship.
His name is Brendan Carr. That was him there speaking to the Fox Business Channel. NPR's David Folkenflik is following this. And David, A, hi. And B, who is Brendan Carr?
Hi, Brendan Carr is now in his third term as a commissioner, one of five that on top of the Federal Communications Commission. He's a Republican, seen as a conventional one, used to be the general counsel for the commission, and used to be sort of intent on a fairly run-of-the-mill Republican agenda of getting away, rid of a lot of regulations, restraining, for example, corporate owners from acquiring more properties. He also more recently seems to have turned to adopt a lot of MAGA rhetoric, pro-Trump rhetoric. So, you know, he wrote the Project 2025 report section on the FCC. That is the blueprint for the Trump years that Trump has disavowed, but then again, now he's been appointed by Trump to run the FCC, and he seems pretty intent on getting in the weeds on some of these content decisions.
Like what kind of weeds? What does that mean in practice?
Well, we just heard him talk about free speech versus censorship, but it's a specific kind of framing that he's thinking about. He wants to break up what he calls the censorship cartel of big tech and the social media networks. He's particularly is looking at in some of his letters to the heads of these companies, Meta, which of course owns Facebook and Instagram, Apple, Microsoft, and not, very interestingly, ex-Twitter, which is of course owned and controlled by President-elect Trump's close advisor and ally, Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Well, those other groups, Carr is accusing of essentially putting a thumb on the scale or worse to subdue other kinds of news that might be problematic for conservatives might be problematic for liberals or might be tending to aid the Biden-Harris administration or hurt Trump. Ex-Twitter, of course, has been accused by liberals and others of kind of throttling certain kinds of news that they want to get out there about Musk, about Trump and others. But here you see, you know, Brendan Carr is saying in the past he wants deregulation, but he's seeming to promote an agenda that would get in there. Similarly, he very much pushed the sale of TikTok. It's something that Trump at one point embraced. It's unclear now since Trump wants to pull back on the legislation that was passed by Congress to force that to happen. And so it's not clear the extent to which the FCC even oversees all these companies in this way, but he seems to be using the bully pulpit to try to make these companies take seriously the concerns he's raised.
What about the broadcast networks, which the FCC does clearly oversee, TV networks? What are they expecting if Carr is confirmed?
Well, let's remember, these licenses are granted for broadcasters, but they're licensed to the local stations, not the network themselves. And it seems as though this is the embodiment of the Trump credo, that power comes from haranguing corporate actors and others to go in the direction you want in the absence of full executive authority, and sometimes just taking the authority you might not have.
Right.
What Carr has said in practice would suggest a vast expansion of that authority.
NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.